What are Asian governments doing to shield their economies and people from oil price surges amid uncertainty from the Iran war? South Korea is imposing a domestic fuel price cap for the first time in nearly 30 years to contain the spike in prices. The Chinese government has directed major refiners to suspend diesel and gasoline exports and prioritize domestic supply. A Japanese lawmaker says the government has instructed a national oil reserves storage site to pay for possible release of crude. India returned to Russian oil after the US temporarily eased sanctions to allow Russian crude stranded at sea to be sold. Bangladesh is rationing fuel, with motorists forming long queues at petrol stations, and Indonesia's motorists are in a more fortunate position, with the finance minister saying the government will absorb the shock from oil prices. Over in the Philippines, fuel price increases are being rolled out in stages, with the government warning of more hikes to come. In Thailand, the energy minister says the government will freeze cooking gas prices and that the government can manage the energy needs. Malaysia, as an oil producer, stands in a less vulnerable position, according to an analyst. So for Asia, the first line of defense is stockpiles, the second is rerouting and then rationing. But if tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz continues to be at a standstill, those plans will soon have to be reassessed.